giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our ministers and their spouses, our deacons, my wife Valerie, and everyone on the call this morning. I count it a blessing to proclaim the Word of God once again. 1 John chapter 4. I want us to start reading at verse 12 down to verse 18 in that chapter of 1 John. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Reading verses 12 through 18 in 1 John chapter 4, we will find these words. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. May God bless the reading of his word. Verses 17 and 18 say this: love has been perfected among us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And with these two verses and all the other verses also in our hearing, we want to reflect for the next 20 minutes or so using the sermon title, Boldness in the Day of Judgment. Boldness in the Day of Judgment. Father God, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that we hear your word and that we are doers of your word. Father God, we know that boldness in the day of judgment is available. We know it because you've told us so. Your word tells us so. And so, Father God, as we consider your word this morning, help us to see that we can and must have boldness on that great getting up morning, on the day of judgment, and help us to see how it is available to us. Help this world to see, Lord God, the love, the perfect love that is in your people. And help us, Lord God, to in greater measure, day by day, express that love to this world that so desperately needs to see your love. So, Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. And I pray, O God, that we leave this call not hearers of your word, but doers of your word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Now, every now and then, we might see a fundraising campaign or major event under the title, Be Bold. Being bold, when you do it right, can cause success. Being bold can lead to safety and security. Being bold can bring stability. And that is what these campaigns and these events are speaking to when they say, be bold. Now, boldness in this natural life is having the courage to press forward no matter what others think or say. Boldness in this natural life is doing God's will regardless of the hardship you face. Boldness in this natural life comes when you know that God is always on your side, so there is never a reason to fear. Boldness in this natural life should not be taken for granted. because boldness in this life is not a constant. There is always present the temptation to move and operate in fear. And therefore, in this natural life, there is always present the choice to either be bold or not. There is this natural life that we are all living, but there is another life that stands available beyond this natural life. It is an eternal life. And that eternal life, that eternity, comes only from knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Master. It is an eternal life and eternity that we will fully experience only after standing first before the judgment seat of Christ. Campus Crusade for Christ, the international evangelism organization that is actually based here in the Orlando area, they teach people how to evangelize. And Campus Crusade for Christ made famous this one question. If you were to die today, are you absolutely sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you would go to heaven? In other words, can you boldly stand before God on the day of judgment? Can you be bold on the day of judgment? Because we must all eventually stand before God to be judged. The day of judgment is too high to get over, too low to get under, too wide to get around. As the old hymn says, that day will surely come. The appointed hour makes haste. I must stand before my judge and pass the solemn test. The day of judgment is when we will each receive what we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. The Bible tells us that it is indeed possible to boldly approach the day of judgment, not to die being unsure, not to die in fear of what happens on the other side, but to know that you can close your eyes with boldness on this side of the Jordan and to wake up in glory on the other side. We're talking this morning about boldness in the day of judgment. No person that claims to be in the body of Christ should be unsure of whether they will enter heaven or hell. No one. It is possible to have boldness on the day that you stand before the judgment seat of God about where your eternal home will be. That brings us to our scripture here this morning, where it says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. John is saying here, in other words, that if you want to have boldness in the day of judgment, if you want to stand before the judgment seat of Christ with boldness, then you need to move, to live, and to have your being in a complete and mature love, or in other words, perfect love. Perfect, meaning complete and mature. Perfect love. Complete and mature love. Notice the passage does not say boldness in the day of judgment will come from being able to say that I didn't commit this sin or I didn't commit that sin, but it is saying that walking in love, perfect love, complete and mature love, that will bring about boldness on that day. And as for the sin, your walking in the perfect love of God will take care of any sin that had been committed. It's love that covers a multitude of sins. Notice the word love is all through our Bible. Now, we have our English Bibles that we read from, but we know that the original New Testament writings were written in Greek. Our English Bibles are a translation from the Greek writings. And in English, we have just one word for love, love. But the Greek language has a few words for love and the different facets of love, and we're not going to get into each of them this morning. But in the Bible, there is the Greek word agape that is used for love over and over and over. And it was the Greek word agape that John used here in 1 John chapter 4. Agape represents a godly, unconditional love. Agape is a universal, unconditional love, a love that persists regardless of circumstances. Agape is a perfect love, a complete and mature love. It is loving the way that God wants you and I to love. Loving the way God wants you to love is not based on whether someone loves you back. Loving the way that God wants you to love is not based on whether someone even respects you. Loving the way that God wants you to love is not based on what someone does for you first. Loving the way that God wants you to love is not based on how someone makes you feel. But loving the way that God wants you to love is wanting for others what you want for yourself. Loving the way that God wants you to love is about seeking the best for others, even to the point of sacrifice, just as God has sought the best for you and me, even to the point of sacrifice. Loving the way that God wants you to love will cast out fear and replace it with boldness, because there is no fear in love. Perfect love, complete and mature love, cast out fear. Love is the very nature of God. And when you go to 1 John chapter 4, you will read, and we didn't read all of it, but you will read, if you were to start at verse 1, that it says, God is love. You'll see it consistently. God is love. And love is God. And love demands action. You know, Jesus said, I don't want just your words about love. I want your corresponding action. Now, in the other John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, Jesus said, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And quite frankly, perfect love, complete and mature love, is where the rubber meets the road, because perfect love goes above and beyond what is convenient and comfortable for you and I. Perfect love leads to sacrificial action, an action that demands loss to self in order to yield gain to another. And so as I move to my conclusion here, the only way you and I will be able to have boldness on the day of judgment is to love with a complete and mature love, a perfect love. A perfect love is the way that God wants you to love. And the only way that you can know that you know that you know that you can stand before God on the day of judgment and know that you have a place in his kingdom is to love the way that God wants you to love. And he tells us that in his word. You know, Jesus said that the greatest commandment in the Old Testament was, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And then Jesus said that the second commandment was like unto the first, love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus said this, on these two commandments hang all the law and prophets. Jesus was saying that if anyone understood and obeyed these two Old Testament commandments about love, first the love of God and second the love of mankind, then that person will understand and fulfill everything that God was trying to teach mankind through his law in the Old Testament. That is because everything in the Old Testament, when it is properly understood, was about getting sinful man to become someone that first loves God and secondly, but just as important, loves mankind the way that God wants us to love. And that is what all those rules and regulations and laws in the Old Testament were about, trying to get a sinful mankind to see that love makes the difference. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. It was sacrificial. It was agape. It did not feel good to God to do that, but it was love. It was agape that compelled him. And this gift of love, Jesus Christ, did not just talk about love. It was a action. He did love. He lived love. And it was because of this love that our sins can be erased. It was because of this love that eternal life can be received once we genuinely believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ died on our behalf and rose again. It is because of this love that we are commanded to go into all the world and to let a dying world know with both our words and our deeds that love makes the difference. Love should lead in your relationship with God. Love should lead in your relationship with all mankind. And when we do, we let God, through his word and by his spirit, lead. It's his perfect love in you that will last for eternity. Perfect love is the way that God wants you and I to love. And we gain that perfect love by learning it and doing it. And when you do that, you can be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And when you do it, when you love the way that God wants you to love, you can have boldness in the day of judgment. May God bless the preaching and teaching of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we know from your word, we know, Lord, that you have said over and over and over that you are love and that it is your love, Lord God, that makes the difference. It's your love that saves us. It's your love that sustains us. It's your love, Lord God, that will bring us into an eternity with you. And so, Father God, we just pray, O Heavenly Father, that we look not thinking that the wrath of man works your righteousness, but we look knowing that it is your love, Lord God, that works your righteousness. Help us, Lord God, to recognize how love can make the difference, how we can move and operate in love, not with respect to making it about feeling good, but being, Lord God, hearers and doers of your word, recognizing, O Heavenly Father, that your word will bring about, Lord God, what you would intend it to when it is put in action. So help us, Lord God, to walk in love, a perfect love, a complete love, and knowing that by doing so, we can have boldness in the day of judgment. Father God, we thank you for your word and for the power of your word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.